As it tries to entertain increasingly savvy audiences, Hollywood now makes a practice of hiring experts to bring authenticity to its films and TV shows. That goes from set design to costuming to the language used. In medical dramas, physicians are consulted to make sure the hospital jargon is spot on. But how do you make fantasy or science fiction productions sound authentic? One way, as I recently learned, is to hire a linguist. You're listening to a pretty macho language spoken by fierce warriors in a far-off land, but created by a gentle, unassuming guy who invented it in his Orange County studio apartment.
My name is David Peterson, and I'm the creator of the Dothraki language for HBO's Game of Thrones.
Peterson, a Berkeley-trained linguist, is a constructed language expert, or conlanger to those in the know. Conlangers are people who don't just study existing languages. They make up new ones from scratch. Now, Peterson was creating his languages in relative obscurity when in 2009 he found out about a linguistic casting call from Hollywood.
There's a job to create a language for a television show. Anybody's interested, apply.
The language was Dothraki, and the show was the HBO fantasy series Game of Thrones, adapted from the popular series of books. To snag the job, Peterson went to work creating a 300-page book of vocabulary, grammar, and syntax for Dothraki. After two rounds of competition against other linguists, he got the gig from show producers David Benioff and Dan Weisskopf.
What were the producers looking to express through this language that you created?
The Dothraki are supposed to be seen as, a kind of a natural horse-riding, semi-barbarous people. They hunt and they raid and they kind of live life that way. And I think that that Dave and Dan, at least, were looking for a language that kind of embodied that aesthetic.
What's he saying?
He says yes.
Peterson explains people have been making up languages for centuries, often for philosophical or religious reasons. Hollywood got into the Created Language Act as a way to bring greater authenticity to films and TV shows. The most famous example is the invention of Klingon for the Star Trek movies.
Star Trek itself had such a huge following that the very notion that there could be a language in the films really kind of took off and got people excited.
Doshibosh.
In the years since, languages have been created for films like Lord of the Rings and Avatar, but because it's for an entire series that could run for many seasons, the most complex language created so far for Hollywood is Peterson's Dothraki.
They're supposed to be a real people, and so they needed something to speak that actually sounded real. And not only that, that sounded unique. So it didn't sound like, just modified Arabic or modified Mongolian or anything like that.
Would the producers or the writers know the difference between, a modified language and one that was completely fresh and new?
Theoretically, I suppose not. But of course, that's really not the point, right? Because at this stage of the game, it's the fans that matter.
And it's those Game of Thrones fans that analyze every production detail on the show, including Peterson's fantasy language. If there's an inconsistency or problem, they'll hear it. It's also crucial that nothing gets lost in translation for the show's writers and cast.
So I get the scripts. They have everything written in English, and then I translate everything. I write it down, and I put it in, big PDFs, and then I record everything onto MP3, all the lines, and then I send them off. What I try to do with the recordings is basically put all the inflection in the proper place so that they know what parts of the words need to be emphasized and what parts of the sentence need to be emphasized.
Can you just show me something over there? Is there something that you had in terms of sound files or something that we can listen to?
Okay. Oh, well, this is one that uses one of the famous Dothraki phrases here.
And you're really like acting there. I mean, you get into these characters.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
But Peterson acknowledges not all people in the language creation community are happy with the Hollywood exposure.
I mean, for example, there's a rather vocal minority who believes that we shouldn't have created languages in any movies or films, or in that they don't want the general public to know about it, mm-hmm. because they see it as kind of a private activity, something that they do, something that's special to them, and the more people who know about it, the less special it is.
However, Peterson has no plans to stop. He already has his next gig, creating two new languages for a coming Steven Spielberg project for the Sci-Fi Network. And he's also getting other linguists into show business.
Keep your eyes peeled. We were able to get a job for another community member for a major blockbuster motion picture that's coming. I can't say anything about it, but just stay tuned.
And to see a video of linguist David Peterson speaking Dothraki, go to kcrw.com/thebusiness.